Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world.
Bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprageist, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
With another man, now I'm doing 99. At a prison down in Georgia, close to the Florida line. I've been here for 12 long years, and I finally made the warden my friend. So he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now Red, he's the dangest dog this old boy has ever seen. He's got a nose that can smell a two-day trail, Lord, he's a four-legged dragon machine. Just consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all the years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. Hear the warden say, come on somebody, why don't you run over at the kitchen to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun, Red'll have his treat before the morning comes. I paid off a guard and he slipped out a letter to my cousin in Tennessee. He brought down me a blue tick count, Lord, she's pretty as she could be. Pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And when I take old Red on his evening run, I just drop him off and wait. Hear the warden say, come on somebody, why don't you run old Red's kitchen to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun, Red will have his treat before the morning comes. Now old Red got used to seeing his little lady there every night. So I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and I waited till the time was right. I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him let him out. Cause I headed north to Tennessee and old Red was headed south. I hear the warden say, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun, Red'll have his treat for the morning come. Now there's some red-haired blue ticks all through the South. Love got me in there and love got me out.
And welcome to Wolverines Freedom Radio on this Tuesday night with myself, Virgil Sprageist, Russell Hodd, and our guest tonight, Carmelita, who will be speaking here in a little bit. I'll tell you what, a lot of things going on, waiting for the Kyle Rittenhouse work to come in tomorrow. And everything, but right now, Virgil Russell, how you doing, brothers?
Oh, hanging in there, brother. Just trying to keep track of everything that's going on. It is coming fast and furious, man.
Yeah, it is.
They got their foot on the pedal. Fuck the consequences. But we'll get into that, man. Virgil, you feeling better today, brother?
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling quite a bit better. It was a nerve-wracker yesterday, brother. It was a nerve-wracker.
I was going to say, you should feel better after drinking all that Crown Royal you had.
I needed it too. I needed it too.
Well, I tell you, like Russell was saying, a lot of things going on, a bunch of things just popped up a while ago and everything, but I don't know. My friend Mo, you know, we had Mo Delph on the show here a while back, and he's up there waiting for the verdict and everything and stuff. How do you think this is going to go, guys? And I'm going to bring Carmelita while we're talking to you. We'll bring her on real quick. But go ahead. What do you think? How do you think it's going to go?
Well, I think the fact well, what I've heard, I'd give this source about a 70 to 80% accuracy record. They're saying that there's two people holding out on it, I think there are two that were gotten to. The verdict, from what I understand, is innocent of charges, all charges. But that's not to say that the DOJ is not done leaning on those people. They do not want, the government does not want to see Rittenhouse walk free. Rittenhouse, I'm sorry. And, you know, it just tells you how fucked up our judicial system is. There should be no question about the outcome of this trial. Idiots are going to be idiots, but they're going to go and be jurists with it. Well, you know, it's for the good of all. And they'd rather destroy a young man's life than face the music as a consequence. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. For 17, 18-year-old kid, whatever he was at the time, he did an absolutely amazing performance to how one should interact under pressure and stuff. That young man was well-trained. And I tip my hat to him and whoever trained him.
And here's the thing that gets me. And I double-dogged Darren Moe while he was over there to ask this question. You know, so, and knowing Moe, he probably will. But Carmen is like, you're going to stir up some shit. And I go, no, it's just a direct question. Why is Black Lives Matter out there ready to riot over three white guys that were felons?
Well,
you know,
being paid,
I don't know.
Being paid.
You know, there's some weird shit going on in the background and on some of this stuff. And I'm just going to put this out there and you can take it, leave it, do whatever you want to with it. It appears that at least some factions of these different groups, as we call the idiot groups and stuff like that, are becoming more aware of who the real oppressors are. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens if Rittenhouse is acquitted, which he very well should be under all circumstances. I tell you what, it's going to be a rough go for rioters, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I can tell you all this right now. You know, even though my state has got a lot of problems, this would not have even entered the courtroom in Louisiana. It would not have even entered the courtroom.
Mm-hmm. All right. What you and I were talking about earlier, Bert,
okay.
That he was telling.
You know, number one, the three guys that he shot had criminal records.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Tell it.
One was a pedophile. That somebody's going to get in my truck. No, he's not. Ooh, Lord. I'm parked here at a Love's up in Illinois, and it's chock-a-block. But, and the fact that there was a weapon pulled on him by a convicted felon who wasn't even supposed to be in possession of a weapon, you see, right then and there, under Louisiana law, all right, the guy he shot in the chest, the guy that pulled the pistol would have been charged with his murder in Louisiana. You see, in Louisiana, under Louisiana law, if you go somewhere and you commit a crime with a gun and you are with several people, if one of those people gets shot in self-defense, you are charged with second-degree murder. If you have a
weapon.
That's
what it is there. Yeah, the same thing here in New Mexico.
But evidently it's not like that up in wherever they're at. I forget where they're
Kenosha.
At. Kenosha.
Yep.
But,
Carmella,
I guess Black Lives Matter are being put on standby to burn down all them buildings so they can get their hands on more of that $1.3 trillion infrastructure money.
All right. They're being paid.
Carmella, what do you
think? They're being paid. It's all psyops. It's all psyops, okay? It's been a psyop operation from day one. Everybody's being paid. Everybody's bought, paid off, even a lot of the Republicans. They've been bought and paid. Everybody sees that. Until they fix 2020, I don't even want to hear jack shit what they have to say about 2022. Because damage is being done at such a rapid pace that even if we get to 2022, trying to just even unravel it is going to take, I mean, it's going to be like, oh, well, we're going to change all that when, you know, we get in office in 2022. Fuck 2022. You need to focus on the stolen election of 2020. I mean, look at the AG down there in Arizona. He has been sitting around not doing anything. Okay, 53 days and counting. This is a man that says, oh, well, he's going to hold people accountable. The people of Wisconsin, apparently, in Racine, I think it's Racine County or something, they are actually, they're balls to the walls here. The sheriffs and all are following through on the charges. More stuff is coming out. Also, A.G. Garland, whistleblower came out. They got documentation and email stipulating he lied under oath the day after. He sent out an email the day before. Getting the counterterrorism task force to start targeting parents, okay? And basically what they're targeting.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like, you know, yeah, it's just like, honestly, Nazi Germany, all right? Targeting the Jews. Now they're targeting conservative and Republicans. That's what it comes down to. And it boggles my mind. And to be quite honest with you, it frustrates me to no end because I see things in real time in regards with their military, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's a sad situation. It's a very, very sad situation, and I can say that. You know, one, me being a veteran. Two, I can tell you this much. A.G. Garden lied under oath. They've got all this proof about the Russian, hoax. They've got all this proof, yet nobody is really the Republican Party, it just seems like they don't have the backbone. They need more meat than talk. They talk a good game, but they need more meat. They got to get in there and do what they say they're going to do, just like Trump did. He got in there, and he kept his promises, and folks didn't like it. You know, he got the attention of everybody. And then they turn around, they screw this man over. This man thought he could trust individuals surrounding him, and they turned out to be turncoats themselves. Kyle Rittenhouse, I looked at all the angles, okay, from an analyst standpoint, to look at it and analyze it and everything else, it was self-defense, hands down. There's no way in hell, I'm going to tell you right now, they can try to paint whatever picture they want to paint. It shows, one, why the hell did the FBI have satellite images above Kenosha and not release it until just recently? Okay? It wasn't released the whole time this young man has been in on trial. This young man has spent a year of his life in jail. Pretty much a year of his life. Because when this
took
place,
he was a minor. The thing is with that video, you can't even see who it is, really, because it's blurred.
But you can see the one guy who said he vaporized my bicep. Well, I don't know, dude. Maybe if you wouldn't have had that Glock in your right hand and you pointed it at that boy who I commend, I'll be honest with you. If he was my son, I would hug him till I'd give him the world 10 times over. Because one, for a 17-year-old to clear how quickly he cleared his weapon and was able to fire under that kind of pressure. I mean, you see him literally running. They're throwing, you know, I can't say the word quite, Mokhtov. The cocktails at him. And then, you know, his life was already being threatened. You know, if I catch you alone. I mean, it's all of it. It's right there. So, I mean, the prosecutors have to prove beyond all reasonable doubt. But the problem is that's an oxymoron now because it's like double standards. You know, it's like, hey, what's good for me isn't good for you. No, it doesn't work that way. And if they have to follow the law, the rule of law.
Well, you saw one of the guy there that he shot. He testified and said he pointed a gun at him before he.
Well, he did say that. That's why I'm saying. But I mean, even the prosecutor was a complete idiot. I mean, who in the hell picks up? First of all, anyone who has any type of weapons training whatsoever, you don't pick up an AR and point it at people in a courtroom. I don't give it. You
squeeze
the
trigger.
Sure
the
weapon
that.
Is clear. You make if you had a finger on the trigger. You make sure you cleared the weapon. He demanded nothing. He picked up a weapon that he had. What if it was tampered with? What if he was not, you know, there was a break? There was nobody really watching that weapon, okay? Or somebody tampered it.
Look at
tampered
Alec
with
Baldwin, for example. Alec Baldwin, for example, that shooting happened over here in Santa Fe. He's a great example of that.
He didn't charge.
Oh, yeah, they are. Every one of them is. I happen to know some people
the armor who worked should have known. You always check, and then you double-check your weapon. Even if you're a licensed carrier, check your weapon. When you get home, check your weapon.
I said from the start it was sabotage because a lot of information I was getting from my friends inside, you know, they all, most of the crew walked off before that happened, which sent up a red flag. And then not checking the gun before, I mean, it's like Virgil said, even Canoe Reeves, who fills out training, I'll take with even though to check the gun. I check my gun when I'm cleaning it. I make sure that it's not loaded.
Yeah, but it's sad because you have bailiffs in that courtroom. You had officers in that courtroom. Why didn't anybody raise any concerns in that courtroom when that prosecuting attorney raised that weapon and pointed it towards people within, in the jury? Why wasn't any questions raised? Why would you allow someone to do that to begin with? You know, that's why I said it's all optics, and optics play a huge part in psyops. Okay, and, you know, just like with, okay, for example, this whole vaccine shit, let me tell you what's going on, okay? And I'm going to put Fort Bragg, I'm going to put them on blast like you wouldn't believe. All right, what I have endured thus far has put me under enough, I'll be honest with you, undue stress and duress, it's unreal, to where I am literally... When I brush my hair, I'm like losing my hair just from all the stress that they're causing. I met a young lady, 29 years old, okay? She's in SWCC, okay? She's in SWCC. I'm not kidding you, in Fort Bragg. She has been harassed, intimidated, threatened, and this young lady was put on convalescent leave for an injury she incurred, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But yet has been told, no, I'm not going to approve your con leave. You're coming in. This is what they've been doing to this young lady for, I'm telling you, for several weeks now. It's been going on. Okay, there are individuals. I stood on a parade field, guys, and I watched a brigade commander talk to individuals who were looking to put in their religious accommodation, a request for medical exemption. He belittled them like they were dogs. Like they were dogs, like they were nothing. I'm not kidding you. And I can promise you, this command should not be around today. It shouldn't be around today. This command played a big part. And I'm sure I know what this is, Virgil, and so do you, Russell. You guys heard of Abu Ghraib. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember that big scandal that took place? Well, this command played a huge part in it, and they should have been disbanded a long time ago. But no. So there's a lot of skeletons there at Fort Bragg. Trust me, and a lot of those commands as well.
Did you check any videos of that? That would have been some good footage to take.
Oh, well, let me tell you. It's better. So, okay, when you have individuals within a certain section in the military, okay, normally you have to have an individual that has read and write, okay? And you have to go through more training for HIPAA to have access to this system. And this gives individuals the right to go into email PO and so forth and also see your profile, and print out your profile. And then you have MedPros, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, MedPros, somebody will go in, they say they put in, an extension for your accommodation. They're doing everything they can not to give these individuals, including my spouse, okay? They're doing everything they can to not give them religious accommodations. They're doing everything
even though
they
they've been approved.
They haven't been approved. That's just it. What's happened is so many have put in for religious accommodation and medical exemptions that the final approving authority is HQDA. Okay? Well, HQDA has said they got to take it out a year because they got so many, but the problem is they're also losing military members at a rapid pace.
Wow.
I'm telling you right now, I will take a picture of the line here, and I will have this other soldier to do it as well, of the line for people that are getting their physicals for checkout. Now, keep this in mind. My spouse in particular, all right, is retiring, already has his orders, has his orders to retire, okay, has 7 months maybe left, about that, before terminal leave and everything. And then it's like push, harass. It's that kind of situation. So pretty much, it frustrates me to no end because I know. Hold on, let me hit my Xanax. I take medication, help me sleep. Well, hey, that's what they put me on. It doesn't really help me sleep. I'm still in sleep for 3 or 4 hours a night, so it makes no sense.
Well,
so basically, I still sleep 3 to 4 hours. It sucks. So basically, somebody's going into the system. Although individuals are being extended out a year because there's so many requests in there, people are going in. And by the way, who do not have HIPAA, the majority of individuals that are walking around asking people, hey, are you vaccinated? Hey, are you vaccinated? By law, and this is federal law. Okay, it's about $250,000 per HIPAA violation. Bragg wants to put out memorandums stating, oh, it's not a HIPAA violation if somebody asks your vaccine status. No, it is a HIPAA violation because when you go into an ER, You have to fill out documentations, one, HIPAA, and the Privacy Act, okay, because
mm-hmm.
nobody should be disclosing any of your information, any of your PHI, which is your private health information, okay, to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, these individuals asking these questions, they aren't your primary care managers. Also,
mm-hmm.
these individuals who are supposedly tracking, they're sharing this information with other individuals without your informed consent, okay? Because these soldiers have not given informed consent for them to share their vaccination status with anyone. And
wow.
their primary care manager is the only person that can disclose information, but that has to be given in writing to give informed consent
mm-hmm.
for them to disclose that information. So there's so many HIPAA violations going on, and the reason I can say that is I have HIPAA certification on the clinical side, and I have several certifications from the clinical side from when I served.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's like a back-and-forth thing, and if you go about it and you do all the right things, and get a load of this. They just put out a FRAGO yesterday, okay? Yesterday they put
mm-hmm.
this FRAGO out. Because I went and got I got a serology test done, a titer test, okay? I have
uh-huh.
natural immunity. I have COVID-19 antibodies, natural immunity, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and so does my spouse, by the way. And he got it done by his primary. His primary is the one who ordered this test. He has
mm-hmm.
natural immunity. Well, yesterday they came out with a FRAGO and stated, even if you have natural immunity, because so many military personnel have gone out and they're seeking to prove, hey, I have natural immunity to this, per
mm-hmm.
military regulations, okay, per military regulations, and it stipulates this in the Army regulations, if you can prove you have natural immunity, guess what? You're exempt. So now you've got
mm-hmm.
the military going against their own Army regulation that has been on the books for quite some time
mm-hmm.
to go against these soldiers that have already
okay.
put in for requests for accommodations. And what they're doing is they're intimidating them, they're harassing them, they're threatening to give them GOMARS, they're threatening to end their careers. But we're talking about the fact of the matter is you're threatening my spouse, who has served 24 and a half years, okay? I mean, has been in full battle and everything about six times. And the fact remains, you know this person has put in for accommodation. You know this person is retiring. You know this person has this, this, and that. And, I mean, an upstanding individual never had a bad mark against them ever. And yet
mm-hmm.
they're threatening. I'm telling you, it's a constant threatening. I was told, let me tell you what I was told personally, which it was unbelievable I was even told this. When it comes to the military, I know a lot, okay? One, I'm a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I paid attention. I had the UCMJ highlighted and tapped. When people needed guidance, they came to me and I helped them. People I served with will tell you, I was a fire breather. I really was because I never backed down. I was told because I was advocating. Now, keep in mind, y'all know that I lost my dad August 20th.
Mm-hmm.
My father did not die from a urinary tract infection. My father died because they gave him a vaccine that they had no informed consent to do so because of his healthcare proxy. And then he died within 4 days. Then they took it upon themselves and gave him a morphine shot, which stipulates in his medical records that he is allergic to morphine. Okay? Now, that's out of Cape Fear Valley Hospital. And because I wanted to get to the truth and requested a toxicology report,
mm-hmm.
they took it upon themselves to ban me from ever stepping foot at that facility, which is fine with me because it's a slaughterhouse. I promise you, gentlemen, it's a slaughterhouse. I'm not the first
mm-hmm.
person. when my father's body, or when I had to fight to have them release my father's body because they would not let me identify him at the hospital, when he was released to the temporary funeral home, they told me, they said, we get a lot of people that should not have died. Okay? So, I mean, this vaccination, I'm telling you, they have more than overstepped. They have overstepped in a way that is unfathomable. They're losing. I'm talking brag alone.
We said this.
I kid you not.
You've been saying this, girl, for a long time on the show about that. Virgil said it, Russell said it, and I said it, you know, and everything. Because we've even talked about people that we've known that died from the same thing. And, you know, if you remember when you called me, told me about your dad, they're going to put him in that respirator. I begged you not to have him put on there because I knew it was going to happen. Remember?
Yeah, they didn't put him on a respirator. My father didn't even get put on. He never got put on life support or anything like that. My dad only had a bypass. But what they did is they turned the humidifier off on him for 3 days, and you have to have the humidifier on the BiPAP going at all times because that is what puts moisture within the lung capacity and the chest cavity and the nasal capacity, and it makes it easier for the individual to breathe. So they basically, honestly, killed my father. And then, well, like I said, when I met this young soldier, she's a wreck, guys. I mean, it has caused me, I'll be honest with you, that the anxiety alone is off the charts of what I have seen by these people, and I'm not going to back down. Me personally, I'm not going to back down. If I've got to name names, I'm going to name names. I'm going to start naming commands. I'm going to start, because, see, these soldiers can't come to the forefront. I know that I'm not the only spouse going through this, and that's why I'm hoping is for those who are listening who may be a military spouse that is enduring the same stuff I'm going, I hope they step forward because that's my objective. Mm-hmm. I want to get people to step forward because, see, right now there is a lawsuit, and it's going to be heard. The lawsuit's going to be heard because these individuals, they're going against the military regulation. It states if you have natural immunity, you are exempt. But once they found out soldiers and, military personnel in general were getting serological tests and proven natural immunity.
That's all fine. That's all fine and dandy. But when you have a president or a counterfeit president or introducted president that is telling people, hey, your amendments are not absolute, well, you can take that lawsuit, and that's like betting on a horse named Tripod.
Right.
Well, all I know is the lawsuit's supposed to, and it's moving forward. I was reading something on the courts are going to hear it because these lawyers aren't backing down. These lawyers won the first round when they shut down the churches, and they already said they would not have taken this case. It's 2.3 million people, but the fact still remains: the military has no right to intimidate, no right to go into people's medical records and delete stuff. They have no right. And that's traceable.
I just posted something I just caught on Facebook. Everybody's going to see it. Russell, you still – okay, Russell, you still there?
Yeah, he's there.
Okay. All right. Can you go to Facebook and look at what I just posted?
I'm looking at it now, Virgil.
That is not the same rifle in that courtroom they're using as evidence. It is not.
You are correct.
Oh, no. Russell, look at the difference in the buttstocks and what happened to the optics on this thing.
The one that the attorney's holding is bigger than the one Kyle's holding.
The one that he is holding has a fixed stock on it. It's a fixed stock that attaches to the buffer tube like a pistol stabilizer. The one the prosecution has a six-point adjustable stock. I call bullshit. That is not the same fucking rifle. That is not the same rifle. I done built enough of them son of a bitches to know. I knew that. Yep. I knew there was something weird about that rifle when I saw it. I knew there was something strange about it.
Yep. But, Carmelita, I agree with what you're saying. I mean, I hear from all kinds of people about it and everything. So I was just telling the guys the other day that I was helping a friend out in California going through the same thing, but he finally got a reprieve for these religious exemptions and everything. But
telling you, you can get a reprieve. And what they're doing, they're only giving you a, what they were doing was only giving individuals reprieves for 60 to 90 days, okay? But since there were so many, since so many military personnel have put in for religious accommodation or medical exemption, they had to take it out a year because your final stay, the final individual who receives the approval, this approval, is going to be HQDA, okay? Because you got, on the active duty side of the house, okay, you know, at FRAG, you got force comm. All right, and then, you know, on the reserve side of the house, you got USARC and such. And they're both at Bragg. But they extended it out, and even though they extend it out, they have to put that into the individual's med pros, showing that they have a temporary...
But the main question, Carmelita, who the hell is leading them?
That's the thing. And see, exactly, and that's what I'm going to bring up. I'm going to bring it up, and I'm going to bring it up next week because the fact remains, I used to have read and write access. I used to have access to so many systems within the military. And everything is tracked via your CAT card. Everything is traceable. They
that's
can try to
Roger
cover their tracks all they want. But it'll tell you who was the last person that accessed your record.
It'll leave it. It's called an electronic fingerprint.
Exactly.
That's what Virgil was telling me that last night.
Well, my husband's was deleted twice already. Twice. They deleted it.
There's records of it in there somewhere. They can delete it.
And I'm telling you what they're doing, but they're doing it to a lot of these soldiers. Let me tell you, you guys could see
Carmelita.
Yeah.
Look at the plan that's going on. It went back all the way to Obama. Weaken the military till they ain't shit no more. They're using this. This is what they want. Lawsuit or no lawsuit. This damage is done. This damage is done. This country is over with as we knew it. Okay, it's over with. You might as well face the facts. Everybody might as well face the facts. If you ain't done nothing by now, you ain't going to do nothing, and it's going to go to shit. And it's going to come down to little small groups, just like when the Germans took over France, little small groups of resistance. You know, you're going to have to hit and run until they catch you and hang you or execute you. You know, you're just going to have to get yours until, you know, they put you down. Because if he's done it, if this has done this much damage in an amount of months, think about how it's going to be when 2024 finally gets here. Okay?
Yep.
Think about this.
$1.3 trillion,
the checkbook is being given to the most corrupt, asinine, sorry son of a bitch in the world, Mitch Landrieu, the former mayor of New Orleans. You come out better giving a drunk hillbilly a credit card. Okay? This is not an infrastructure plan. This is not an infrastructure plan. This is a $1.3 trillion kickback scam.
Yep.
Okay? That's all it
is. I think it's just pathetic. Yeah. I think it's pathetic, honestly.
Well,
I'm telling you right
Virgil,
now.
Virgil, you and I have read what's in the bill. You know, Russell has too, I'm sure. We know there's nothing in there. It has
okay.
to do with us.
Let me educate people. Let's just use some simple, off-the-top-of-your-head mathematics, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You do these infrastructure projects, okay. If you're going to do some kind of construction or rebuilding or paving or whatever, okay, under their rules, under the tree hugger laws, you have to have an environmental impact study. Am I correct on that, Russell?
Yes, you do.
Okay. These things cost anywhere from $50,000 to $250,000, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then,
mm-hmm.
if you're using federal money to build any kind of a structure, you have to have what's called a comprehensive safety plan that has to be submitted, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna cost you a couple of $1 million, depending
mm-hmm.
on the project. Then you have, this is the cherry, this is the strawberry on top of the chocolate cake, people. You have what's called feasibility study groups. And these people are put together, 15, 20, 25 people, in a deadhead committee. They're drawing paychecks. They set them up in a nice office and everything else. Okay, now you figure all of that times over 100,000 cities across the United States that's got their hand out for this money. $1.3
mm-hmm.
$1 trillion ain't going to last you too long. And if I guarantee you, if any of these projects do get off the ground, it'll be a miracle. It'll be a miracle.
Right. Right.
You know,
exactly.
I'm not really that concerned about that $1.5 trillion bill. I think when you break it all the way down, it's like $120 billion is actually going for infrastructure. The rest of it is just a grab bag for
yeah.
the politicians. But I think that, too, is just a fucking distraction. Ladies and gentlemen, have you been paying attention to what the fuck is going on in Australia?
Yep.
You
very
have got their politicians claiming this is the first day of the New World Order. There are police and military on the streets. They are rounding up the unvaccinated to put into camps.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's in Australia. You know, let me tell you something. Europe's already falling. And give them credit. They're trying to fight back, but they let themselves be disarmed. All right, same thing
yep.
in Australia. They've got a few guns, but it's very low-quality ammunition that's available to them. And the weaponry that they can actually own is pathetic at best. And absolutely no use against the military. So, and for all intents and purposes, they allowed themselves to be safe. Now, Europe's gone.
Yep.
Australia's fallen.
Germany's fallen. I was reading about them yesterday.
I expected to light Israel up any day. Well, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
me over there. That's not that no heck nuts. You know, you just, well, you know what? When those places have fallen, we're the only place left, and there's no struggle over there anymore. They can turn all their attention to right here. What Virgil said
yep.
earlier, what has happened in the last 8-9 months, whatever it's been now, and I told y'all the day of the fucking election that you hang on. After January the 20th, they're going to slam the pedal to the metal, and they
mm-hmm.
ain't going to stop for anything or any reason. And, And it's happened, ladies and gentlemen, and it's fixed now
yeah.
here.
And it's like Scratch just said. It's like, so we got a guy now in the chat room. Sarge, and it looks like he's in the Marines or Army. I could be wrong, but let me know, Sarge. But it's like he said, this country is ever more being governed by a corrupt, totalitarian Marxist. And if they subvert the armed forces, then they have achieved one of the most important benchmarks of their agenda.
See,
which means, you know,
this is what people don't realize. This is what people fail to see. They're falling for the sleight of hand trick, Russell. They're gonna they're falling for these magic tricks. Joe Biden is not calling the fucking shots. He's a stooge. He's a clown. He's a front man. He's a sacrificial fucking lamb, just like Kamala Harris. Both of them don't amount to a fucking bucket of rocks. They're so dumb. Okay? They're not running shit. They're doing what they're fucking told. Okay? That's one thing. And for Texas, I feel sorry for Texas because Beto is throwing his mouth and his hat back into the ring to be governor of Texas.
Yep.
So
I saw that today.
And I'm telling you something right now. I don't think ever in my entire life, and I've lived in Texas a long motherfucking time, I was born and raised here, and except the time I was running around the world chasing bad guys, I've lived in Texas. And I tell you what, you cannot drive down the street. You cannot turn a motherfucking corner without seeing New York, California, Washington.
Same here. Same here in New Mexico.
Utah.
Same exact thing, brother.
Like every fucking where.
Yep.
I'm telling you, Russell. I'm telling you, y'all in trouble. Y'all in trouble. And especially with Hot Wheels Abbott, you know, these ships are coming in, these container ships are coming in to Texas, Louisiana, and Florida, and the truckers running up and down the road. Hot Wheels Abbott has got his state troopers using truckers as a cash cow through Texas. I mean, it is pitiful. You got some pissed off truckers, and they are writing the most asinine tickets you ever wanted to see. They are right.
Yep, I've been hearing about
any
that.
Little thing. And if you have, they're writing tickets, believe it or not. Okay, they advocate that you ought to have a dash cam in your commercial vehicle. You should have a dash cam. It's not mandatory yet, but you should have one. They're writing tickets because certain drivers have their dash cams mounted too low on their windshield.
What the fuck?
If the dash cam goes below the top of your wiper blade, that is a violation. That is a vision obstruction, and they are writing drivers tickets for that.
What the fuck? Really?
I'm telling you, they're pulling them over at the station. They're pulling them over at the check stations left and right. You'll see them lined up over there. They're writing tickets for neon headlights.
So,
they're writing tickets
So while you're driving, you're focusing on the windshield wipers, huh? And not on the road.
Well, that's just the way they the visors. You see those Peterbilts, those fancy Peterbilts, Russell, with the low visors on them.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
If your windshield wiper goes above the edge of that visor, that is a violation. They're writing you up for that.
Oh my gosh.
Your windshield wiper cannot go above the bottom of your outer visor. Windshield wiper fluid. If your windshield wiper fluid reservoir is a quarter or below, that is a violation. They're writing
Then they write you up for
breathing
air.
And this not only hurts us with fines. Okay, you see, they fine the company, and the company does a pay deduction on us for this. But it puts what's called points on our CSA score, our credibility safety assessment. And once you get up above 60 on your CSA score, a lot of these plants and companies won't let you on their property. And the company discharges you. And it can take anywhere from 3 to 5 years with no violations to get these points off of your record.
Damn.
So, you see, they're using that, Abbott's using that to pay for all that overtime for them troopers down on the border. I know what he's doing. I know what he's doing. And he's pissing off a lot of truckers. He's pissing them off. And it's
wow.
it's bad. It's bad, Russell. I'm worried about Texas now. I'm worried about Texas now.
Hey, look, brother, and the worst part of it is that, sadly, a lot of fucking Texans think he's just the fucking moon and stars rise and set his ass, man. He is the most establishment piece of shit you ever want to run across. And he throws Texas a bone every once in a while. And they're like, ooh, shit, that should have happened 30 years.
He said it flat out. He's running for governor, and he's coming for your guns. He said it flat out.
Yep, I read that today. Carmelita, are you alive? You're awful quiet.
You live? I listen. I don't always have to talk.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, oh, gosh, it's going to get bad everywhere. I mean, you know.
Get bad. Get bad. Brother Anthony got bad.
Yeah,
right?
We in.
I was telling Virgil today, Russell. Me and Trish went up to Walmart. Guess how much a dozen eggs? Guess what a dozen eggs is right now?
$1.29. Food
line. No, $6.45 for a dozen eggs.
Where the fuck you go shopping? $1.29 here in freaking
North Carolina. You wouldn't believe the prices in Pennsylvania and up here in Illinois. It's unreal. I don't see how people are going to make it through the winter.
Guess how much a gallon of milk was today? $5.25.
I'm serious, everybody. The last time there was a storm like this, Noah built himself a fucking boat.
Right. Oh, I was telling Marshall about it. The little bitty stuff that I just bought today, loaf of bread. I caught bacon on salt for $12. But a loaf of bread, $4. I got the receipt, so I'll show you. $4 for a loaf of bread. The little stuff that I bought, two bags. $60. $60
Let me tell you what. Go to shooting diesel to these big-ass tanks I got on this truck. You really want to see a grown man cry?
I know. Diesel's $4 a gallon right now up here.
Between $4.04 and $4.32 a gallon in Pennsylvania.
Yep, that's what it is here. Regular gas is still at $3.29, but diesel's at a little over $4 a gallon.
California? Huh. Get ready to sell a kidney.
$7 a gallon is what I heard today.
$7 a gallon, that's for gasoline.
Yeah.
That's for gasoline.
I've got
$9.50 a gallon in California.
Yep.
I've got another buddy drives a truck. Actually, I think he has two, maybe three trucks that he's running and stuff like that. And he's done quite well, stuff like that. As a matter of fact, they just bought him a 45-footer boat, and we're going to go pirate it. But he he won't run his trucks into California. He said, nope, I ain't going to do it. And if they pull up to unload or whatever like that, and those people demand they wear a mask or go to pick up, man, they put on a mask or whatever, he'll leave it. He tells them, leave that load sitting on the docks, pull out of there. I mean, some of them are doing what they can to fight back. And I give them a lot of credit.
Yep. I agree with Virgil. We're not going to make it. I don't think we're going to make it through the winter.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, I got a friend of mine that does tree cutting. You know, since the hurricane, they've been clearing out a lot of trees. And I said, you ought to change your name to Marcel Ledbetter and go into the firewood business. Get your flatbed and haul firewood up north because they're going to need it this winter.
Especially out here.
With that fuel oil prices, Russell, I guarantee you. You're gonna find some people froze stiff as a popsicle in their beds.
You know how much propane went? You know how much propane is? Church had to fill it up the other day. It tripled.
Oh yeah.
Normally it would cost us $250 to fill it up. I'm on a different system, so I don't have to worry about it. But with her, it was $250 to normally fill it up, almost $600.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's terrible. I'll tell you what, Joe, if I was you, I'd start investing in a lot of alcohol and cotton balls and
Sterno
cans, because I'm telling you what, if Texas gets another winter like it just had, that's gonna be it, Russell. That's gonna be it.
Yeah,
people are not gonna be able to afford to replace their busted pipes or sheetrock or damp water damaged houses or whatever with the prices of everything is. And you can cry to Jake from State Farm all you want. You know, he's gonna go with the lowest bidder. And ain't no telling what they're going to come up with.
Exactly. I tell you, man, electricity's supposed to triple, too. That's what's going to worry me. Like I said, I'm on a different –
If I live where you at, I'd go to a pawn shop and find me the cheapest functional skill saw I could, and I'd start loading up old pallets from back in the stores and stuff, and I'd bring them to the house and start cutting them up for firewood.
Oh, yeah, we do that. We do that all the time anyway. We do, you know, but, I was telling Trish we need to start stocking up. But that's what I do anyways. I go down and collect pallets because she has a stove, you know, to burn wood and stuff. Yeah. But with me, I want a totally different system.
If you got a chainsaw and a log splitter, Russell, you in business today.
Especially
out
here.
If you got a chainsaw pickup truck and a log splitter, oh buddy, you ain't gonna be just driving by Mar-a-Lago next year. You're gonna be a member of that son of a bitch.
Well, people are going up to Hamer Springs to get lit up there, and I can tell you, people are loading up, man, because we're expecting the bad one. But like I said, I'm on a complete different system than Trish is, because I'm totally electrical over here.
Well, you see, where we live, where Russell and I live, Russell lives in South Texas, all right? I live in South Central Louisiana, okay, below Interstate 10, all right? Like today, we might be bundled up, four pair of socks on, going outside, freezing our asses off today. Tomorrow, we're out in shorts barbecuing.
Yep.
That's how our weather works down here.
Yes, sir.
Christmas Day, yeah. You outside barbecuing. New Year's, you outside freezing your ass off.
I've done that a few times out here, but yeah, man, I tell you, I mean, it's going to look gloomy. I mean, they already warned us that electricity and propane is going to triple and everything.
Let one snowflake hit the ground in South Louisiana or South Texas, and they go batshit.
Oh, yeah.
They go batshit.
Yeah. Oh,
An inch of snow is reason to declare the entire state a disaster area. Okay?
Yeah.
I would just love to see Russell one time, the shit I have to go through every year when I travel up north to 6, 7, 8 feet of snow piled up on the side of the road so bad you got to get out and check before you make a turn to make sure you don't pull up a fire hydrant or hit a car.
Right.
And I'm serious, people. You go up to New Jersey, down some of them places they send these trucks. And the streets, you know there's parked cars on each side of the street. And you're just straddling. And your rims and your fenders are hitting snowbanks over this. And you get to a red light and you go to make a turn. You better get out of that truck and check.
I remember my dad ran over a car like that up there in New Jersey one time. Yep. You're right. I remember my dad doing that once. Ran over the top of the car. Couldn't see it because the snow was piled up on it. And I was like, oh, shoot. You know.
All right. I'll tell you what. Call up any trucker and tell him in the wintertime, you got four stops to load and you got three stops to unload in New York. Listen at the fuck yous come over the phone.
Right. But, oh, yeah, it's going to, I agree with you. I mean, shit, man, we've been prepared, but, damn.
This is something, Russell. I wish I could bring you up there just one time to see this. There's this place called Petoskey Plastics in Petoskey, Michigan. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And they send me up there every winter because I'm the only one stupid enough to drive up there in the winter. Okay? Russell, you got to watch yourself each side. You know, at a stop sign or even just regular, you know, going down the street, you got to go real slow through these towns because at any moment some fool or idiot will fucking fly in front of you on a fucking snowmobile. And I mean, look, they're out there in the fields and everything else, and they're burying these damn things, man. You can barely see them. And then they'll come out and they'll jump over that pile of snow, and oh, there's the ballroom, and they'll just parade out right in front of them.
Yeah,
they'll just shoot across the road right in front of them. And I mean, this is, you know, Susan was with me one day, and when I went up there, and she just couldn't believe that shit. She just could not believe that. I mean, it was so cold up there, Russell. It was so cold up there. I had to pull into a TA truck stop because I started having trouble with my brakes. My brakes started freezing up. And they had to heat up the brakes, and they had to pull the fluid down the air lines to get them to work right. And when I got there, it's a place that's on Lake Michigan, and it's by this fancy neighborhood. And they said Madonna moved out of the neighborhood because of the truck noise, is what the people at the plant tell me. But and you got to go inside of a warehouse to offload your truck. You have to go inside of a heated warehouse to offload your truck. And, I mean, it gets cold. It gets cold up there. And the point I'm trying to make is these prices, this heating fuel, the propane, the natural gas, whatever, I'm telling you, COVID ain't going to have nothing on this winter. You're going to find you're going to find people froze to death in their houses. You're going to find people froze, especially these elderly people. You're going to find them froze solid as a popsicle.
Yep, because they can't afford that bill.
Well, hey, guys. I got a blast, but there's one last thing I wanted to say, and I just want to make sure everybody's aware of stuff like that. Dr. Fauci says if you're fully vaccinated, you can go to Times Square for New Year's Eve.
Hell, fuck him. Who listens to that moron? I don't. We don't even listen to our governor over here. I mean, we're supposed to be under mask mandates here, but we're like, you know, we told her to F off already. So nobody wears a mask over here.
But
they can't arrest all of us. So.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
My brother sent me some pictures from A&M game he went to and stuff. And nobody's wearing masks and stuff. But they're going to keep pushing it because that's what they do.
Yep.
But anyway, I got to finish. And I got an early day tomorrow. And I'll talk to you guys on Thursday.
All right, buddy. We'll see you Thursday. Be careful. Call if you need anything.
All right, guys.
I'm
out of here. I'm out of here, too, Joe.
Right.
I got to get up early in the morning. Okay.
All right. You be careful out there and everything. We'll come back on Thursday. We'll see what the verdict's going to be tomorrow and everything and stuff. That I'll upload this show. We'll be broadcasting on Spotify here a little bit and everything. Until then, you all take care. Sarge, thank you for keeping me company in chat room and everything and stuff. But anyhow, all of you, we'll see you later. Good night.
Good night, Chester, wherever you are.
Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.